comments that we hadn't included before. And then we just kind of kept getting a little bit of data in about filling in, like, .fr got back to us and told us what their ccTLD privacy policy is. So you just kind of, it's just a more completed chart, and thanks to some geniuses on Maggie's side, the headers stay, so you can actually read the chart online and see everything. It's a much neater chart now.
I take no credit for that. That was my law clerk. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to Excel, unfortunately.
Well, we'll thank the gremlins in the background.
Glad there are gremlins in the background. This is great. So that's it from Team One. It's pretty much what you saw last time.
And is there anyone from Team Two? I'm sorry, I don't remember how the teams were broken up.
I think from Team Two it's Tim and myself. I was under the impression that Jordan was about to put together things. And I think Tim had some reservations about one part of the proxy services document, and we were close to resolving it, but then Tim was still had said he would provide a statement from domains by proxy.
Got it.
Thomas, were there pieces coming in from Jordan also? And Steve, did you have a piece coming in? Because that was part of the consolidation team.
I definitely did, but we haven't, at least I don't, I've been a little out of the loop here, but I don't think that our team has gotten together to try to put the pieces together or to see if there are other changes that are needed.
But yeah, that's correct. I don't think that the consolidation group actually met.
Well, it didn't, because we did. I was keeping in touch with Jordan, but I don't know if other people have information. But we were waiting on Team Two.
Okay, and then who is Team Three?
Well, Nicholas here. Team Three sent its report to the full Task Force 2 list on Thursday.
Okay.
And the team, as you know, was made up of David, Milton, Wendy, and myself. And basically, we sent a compilation of the various comments that were made on the basis of question 1 and question 2 of the questionnaires to the constituencies. There were 12 responses. And these are summarized in a cover note, and we have also attached the compilation for each of the responses. So, well, this you should have received on last Thursday.
Who just joined the call?
Hi, it's Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn. Jordan's not on the call this morning, and so we've been just going over what the different the status of the work at the different teams and what we have available to us now.
Right.
Are you all aware, I know Glenn sent out a notice to the list that the timelines have been shifted to account for the fact that we haven't gotten all of the constituency statements for the various task forces. And so we actually have an extended period for producing the preliminary report. How we use that extended time is up for some discussion, but my suggestion to everybody is that we begin drafting the preliminary report, and that as we get additional information, different constituency statements and such, that we integrate them into the draft that we, you know, that we already have prepared, that will in the end serve us the best way to sort of make use of the time we have, the additional time we have. Are there other suggestions for how to how to proceed from this?
Are you envisioning, can you tell us, Barbara, has there been a call between the three task force chairs and Bruce to, you know, are they envisioning a three separate reports that are, that the council then assimilates into coherent policy recommendations specific to the particular task force recommendation? Is that what we're envisioning?
I actually don't think that anyone's thought it through all the way to that point yet. I know that on the council call, Bruce made some comments that sort of fit with that, actually a slightly different model than that. He wants to have the task force chairs prepare preliminary reports that could be fitted together somehow into a larger, more coherent final report that combine the work of all three, but there hasn't really been any discussions about how to bring that about yet. And I know that just independently I can say that I don't think the task force chairs have sat down to discuss that particular issue.
Well,
I think it's an excellent point to raise.
Well, I'm just thinking about the timeline, and maybe if we could, at some point on the call, could we kind of walk through the revised calendar now? Because I think on the council call, one of the discussion items was, you know, that really a lot of input is probably going to come in through the public comment period.
Correct, yes.
So right now, and I don't have to do it now, but it's like, could we walk through sort of a revised calendar for all of our benefits?
Sure. Actually, did somebody else join the call? Pastor Mary? Okay.
Anyway, Amadeo has joined the call.
Okay. Let's see. Well, according to the email that Glenn sent out, the dates that got changed are that the constituency statements have a hard deadline of April 16th now, beyond which we can proceed with our work and just assume that constituency has either chosen not to participate or will submit data late, and the report can't be held up to account for that. And the preliminary report deadline has been moved to May 6th. Then the 20-day public comment period would mean that we go till May 26th. And then the period after that, I believe, is 3 weeks that they agreed on to prepare the final report that gets forwarded on to the to council.
Okay, so we are talking about the final report going to council in early June?
That's correct.
Okay, and then...
Well, it would end up being mid-June.
Mid-June, okay.
Timeline from there is that council considers it, and then if they have policy recommendations that they want to forward to the board, they would do so during a June meeting.
Because we no longer have another public comment period that is that's required, or
that's correct. There is no other public comment period required after that.
Have we received any constituency statements yet?
We have a statement from AWAC, and I believe the non-commercial for TP, or maybe that's for another session?
No, you're right. I think the non-commercial constituents did submit.
Wait, non-commercial submitted Task Force 2 comments?
No, I know they submitted comments to another one. I don't know if they did for Task Force 2.
That's a Task Force 2.
The business constituency is going to submit one unified document to all three of the constituencies rather than submitting separate documents. And we will meet the deadline of the 16th for a final reviewed document, but we'll be providing a semi-final draft next couple of days.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't see any other constituency statements.
Are they going to be posted as they come in?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll go to the list and then be on the archive of the list on them.
And Barbara, did we get a response from the GAC about whether we see their responses that they got to their questionnaire?
I don't believe they did. I know that they, one of the other task forces, somebody was talking to them about their information, but...
So that, and also, did we end up seeing, what did we end up getting from Center?
What we ended up getting from Center was a statement that they could not provide us with a report at this time.
But I thought they were going to provide a statement of kind.
As I recall, the statement was that they couldn't provide us with anything. That's after their meeting.
Could you go back and look? I thought. Paul,
yeah, I'm looking now.
I thought Paul Payne agreed to give us something. We don't have to do it online, but not right now, but I thought Paul agreed to give us something.
I'm just looking at the archive, so that's good. I don't see anything from them.
I don't see anything either, Barbara.
I'll ask him by email and just copy Jordan, because I thought for some reason that he had agreed to make some kind of a statement we could reference. Maybe
right,
not.
I think they initially agreed to that. They in fact, kind of insisted they wanted to do that, but then in the end ended up saying that they were unable to do that as a result of their meeting. They decided they were unable to provide that information. But that's just my recollection. It's not absolute. It's just what I'm recalling was the exchange that took place. Okay, so how would you guys like to proceed during the next week as we're still waiting for constituency statements to come in?
Why doesn't the consolidation team move forward and do that part of the preliminary report that will involve what our data gathering was?
Could someone remind me, what is the consolidation team?
Who is, or what are they supposed to be doing?
Well, yeah, I think I understand what they're supposed to be doing, but I think.
Yeah, let's look at our... Glenn, did you post the minutes?
Barbara?
Did you post minutes from last week's meeting?
Yes, but I haven't got the mic, I'm afraid. Mea culpa, mea culpa.
That's okay. Could you look and see who agreed to be on the
on the consolidation teams.
Yes, thank you.
But it sounded from the reports as though Team 2, which is the team I'm on, is the laggard here. Is that right, that 1 and 3 are kind of...
Team 2's data still needs to come in, the reports still need to come in, and the... and the constituency statement. Those were the two
things.
And given the extension in the constituency statements, we may actually be able to get this data out so the constituencies can use it.
There's a thought.
I've got in my notes here Jordan, Thomas, Barbara, and Kathy.
Okay, and I know that Jordan sent an email out sort of midweek last week, but we weren't able to find a time, I don't think, for everyone to meet.
And there was a good thing last week on this, so if anybody wants to join, you know, and help, that would be fine, too, not a closed group.
Why don't I get in touch with Jordan today and see if we can put out another attempt to get everybody around, you know, to get everybody meeting, because we don't have the council call this week. That was part of what that was up last week. Most of us couldn't meet on Thursday because we had the council call. So see if we can arrange the meeting this week, and we'll post the meeting time to the list, so whoever wants to join can.
Wait, for the consolidation team you're talking about?
Yeah, for the
consolidation. Wait, the preliminary question is, when's Team 2 reporting in? We have Tim, Steve, and Thomas. Do you guys want to talk? We'll listen for a second, but, I mean, nobody even knows what's missing, because Thomas put out a report, but, I mean, the rest of it's easy. We're just kind of waiting, I think. I mean, nobody's going to edit.
Yeah, I'm not sure quite as easy as just putting the three reports together, but that's okay. Let's just hear from the Team 2 people. Steve, you want to...
Can you guys give us a date that we can have the rest of the... I don't know what material is missing.
Well, we should probably...
I'm sorry, Thomas here. I think I have to drop off for a computer emergency elsewhere.
This is Steve. I think we should probably get Team 2 together to see what we're missing. I think all the pieces have been done, but there were some questions about the content of some of the pieces. So I think probably what's been happening is we've been waiting for Jordan to convene a meeting, and we should probably just try to find a time on our own that we can get as many of us as possible together on the phone. And we should try to do that, you know, in the next couple of days.
That would be useful.
Yeah. Okay, so that means you probably won't have your materials before next week's meeting? Or, I mean, we'll have it, you know, with the
data. Hopefully by then, yeah. I don't know how much before. I'm just not sure. You know, I can send something around to try to suggest a meeting date and time, you know, a phone call. But I think, frankly, we've kind of been waiting for Jordan, but we should probably just go ahead and try to set something up.
Steve, something that's been done with people circulated preliminary things with disclaimers that, you know, the rest of my team still has to review it, but I wanted to get it out so people could at least see, you know, what we're working on. Would that be possible in that way?
I'm fine with that. I don't know what... with the others, because the piece I had done, I had sent just to the team members, I guess. One problem, I guess, is, it may not be a problem, but just to note that if we send it to the whole team, it gets archived. I mean, it's publicly available, right? I mean, if we send it to the whole task force. So if that changes, you know, but I don't have a problem with that. I'm just pointing that out.
Yes, I think so. You should be aware of that because there was a complaint to Task Force 1 about teamwork that was sent out accidentally to a list and in fact it opened up all the archives.
Well, if it's appropriate, it would be great, because this is a busy week, of course, with Easter and Passover and all that, so the more the consolidation team has to work with, the less. And it would be great if we could just have one meeting and at least be able to structure whatever's coming through. So let me propose the consolidation team not meet till we get a preliminary report from Team 2, a full preliminary report, because otherwise I think we're going to duplicate efforts.
I actually think there's some work that we could do as a consolidation group, but I'm happy to take that to the list. I think we should just talk a little bit about how we want to structure our report to best promote people's consideration of policy within the framework of the three task forces. But I think that, and I think we can kind of do that without specifics about what that policy is going to be. I think there is work we could do, but I think that if people want to wait to see what Team 2 puts out, then that's what they say also. We have a little bit, as I say, we have a little bit of extra time. I just think we should use it instead of trying to cram all of our work into the final week.
Oh, but cramming's so much fun. Sorry.
Yes, but I have three sources I have to do that with.
Right.
So this message is going to be repeated two more times this week about getting work done ahead of time. is there any other business that people would like to raise today? I don't think we have any new information to consider posted to the list other than what we've gone over already.
Can I ask Nicholas a question? Is Nicholas still on?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
On the report that you sent out from Teams 3.
Yeah.
The order. Is the order... was there a particular order that this all came in on, or...?
Let me see. Basically... answer one on the cover note is the first one that came in, and the last one, number 12, is the most recent one. I think it was the ACLU, if I remember correctly. So it's in that order.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically the order they came in.
Okay, so it's reverse order, because I think number one is actually ACLU.
Number one is the first one that came in, and number 12, the most recent, as I remember it, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Would it be a problem to put all the constituency comments first? Just kind of have to search, say, for ISPs.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay. I don't want to hold anybody else up. That was my only question.
Okay. I think if there's no other business that we want to get done this morning, then let's go ahead and just get the work of Team 2 in as quickly as possible, and then we'll schedule a consolidation meeting for after that whenever we see the materials. If Team 2 is unable to get their materials in by the end of this week and they know they're not going to be able to because they know they can't meet this week, then please send me a note and send me and Jordan a note, and we'll just try and arrange a meeting of the consolidation group regardless, because I think we do need to begin meeting. Otherwise, I will talk to you all next week.
Can I organize a call for next week at the same time?
Please.
Thanks. Wait, isn't it a holiday?
Oh, yeah, it's Easter Monday for you.
Yes. And is it so in the States as well?
No, we don't. We don't have that as a holiday. All right. So how do people want to deal with that? Do we want to schedule a meeting and count and not count on our European participants, or do we want to not schedule a meeting?
Well, it sounds like the important work is the consolidation group.
Yeah, I think we really are at that stage. I think the other issue, though, is that as a group, the task force needs to start discussing actual policy recommendations that you think are arising out of the materials that you have. And I know that without Team 2's materials, it's hard to sort of make a... to have a complete discussion about that, but I think that you should all be sort of preparing yourselves for that discussion, maybe beginning it on the list. And so why don't we go ahead and say that we won't schedule a meeting for next Monday, but that we expect the consolidation group to meet during the week, and that it would be really good to start seeing some preliminary suggestions on the list as to how to structure some policy proposals that are arising out of the material. And if you think that we don't have enough material to make concrete proposals, then I think you need to discuss that as well. If we don't have the right material, perhaps is the way to put it. So I would just encourage you all to begin that discussion, because I think that there are going to be that's going to be more than just a one or two session kind of discussion. Anyone else? So, Glenn, don't arrange for next week, but arrange a meeting for the following week. So, not the 12th, but the 19th.
Fine, Barbara, I'll do that. Thank you.
And if you could send a note saying that we don't, specifically, that we do not have a call on the 12th, that would be helpful as well.
I can do that too.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right, everybody. I think that's it for this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.